You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, June 2nd, 2023, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming here at RadioAlbion.com. Well, we're coming up on the end of the week. Hopefully, you're one of the privileged few that gets the weekend off, and you're not in one of these crummy jobs where, you know, you have these weird schedules where you get like a Monday and a Thursday off, and then the rest of the time, you work. Hopefully, you're not. We're going to pretend like you have a regular job where you can be off on the weekends. But regardless of your job situation, I am glad you tuned in. Thank you for joining me this week. I'm going to continue to remind everybody. I'm going to continue to put the links down the bottom of the description pages of these shows to where you can contact or support Sven Longshanks. We're going to forget my boy. He'll be doing time. So we're not going to forget him. So be sure and check that out. Try to make the time to, at the very least, send the man a letter. I myself am for sure doing that, and I hope y'all will do the same. Well, here we are. We're rolling into the week, and we're not just rolling into another week. We're rolling into June, and you know what that means. That's right. We're going full gay. We're going to be the gaily nationalists. That just slipped out there. It wasn't even intentional, but it is the gaily nationalists because we are in the wonderful month of June, which means Pride Month. You see, the blacks used to get part of June as Juneteenth. But sorry, y'all have been pushed aside because now it's full anal. We're doing the rainbow thing for a whole month. Like, we don't get enough of it the rest of the time. This is when we go like into overdrive. I was thinking of all kinds of like comparisons to make, like analogies, clever and funny analogies. And every one of them was very, I don't know, could be considered not really all age appropriate. Although I still find my analogies to be clever and fun. Hopefully you're noticing an improvement in sound quality, by the way. This is just a technical footnote here. I've been having problems. Before Sven went away, we were discussing back and forth because I was having modulation problems, and I'm changing the recording settings on my software and my levels. And I would go back and listen to shows, and I would still hear like an over-modulation effect. And long story short, I discovered that the problem was actually a hardware problem in the microphone itself, which my old microphone, in all honesty, I can't even talk no trash because it's like ancient. And yeah, the gain function on it has just been, it was just defaulting. It maxed out. It didn't matter where I had it actually set. So it was getting this, you know, reverberating thing. Anyway, y'all may or may not have noticed it, but you should notice a better quality because, see, we're big on quality here at the Gaily Nationalist. You know what else we're big on? Men in dresses. That's what we're big on. I'm not even talking trans. Yes, dude, but that's the daily transition. No. This is the Gaily Nationalist. We're not even talking about trans people here. We're doing literal dudes with a mustache and a dress. And where else would that be but at Disney? Because, of course, it is. We're going to the Daily. The source of our news today is from the Daily Mail with the title, Go Woke. And I wish they would have named this this little attraction thing something different because I know I'm going to screw it up. Anyway, Go Woke, Go Bibbidi Bobbidi Broke. Male Disneyland employee dressed as a, quote, fairy godmother's apprentice while boasting a mustache sparks new backlash amid woke row. A male Disneyland employee dressed as a fairy godmother's apprentice has caused outrage and led to calls for the entertainment resort to be boycotted. Footage of the mother, footage of the worker who has a mustache wearing a blue and purple dress as he welcomes a young girl at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique in Anaheim, California has gone viral. It was posted by Courtney Farber, a mother of three, who is documenting her family's trips to Disneyland, and she praised the workers for providing her daughter with an unforgettable experience. There's so many places. Of course, I'm going to try to actually remember because I've been forgetting to do this because, you know, the Daily National is saying with these news articles, I my own show, the regular listeners of my show, you know, I don't do news articles. That's not something I do. Daily Nationalist is the only format I've done this. And Sven is always taking care of this stuff. And I tend to forget to post. Sorry, I'm going to try to post a link to the article. One of the things I found offensive, besides this dude in a dress with a mustache and looking ridiculous, was A, his extremely gay ankle tattoo. I don't even know what's up with that. Why do people do that? The other thing I found offensive is all the pictures of this that people have posted up is the morbidly obese people. The morbidly obese people in the background. And to be all fairness, at this point, if you don't know you're taking your kids to be gayed at Disney World or Disneyland or whatever Disney theme park, then I don't know which world you live in. I mean, really, honestly, at this point, if you're going to Disney, you know you're taking your kids to be gayed. They're going to be gay. They're going to be flayed with the gay. They're going to Disney. You might as well just be like, you know, well, we can't afford to get it because, you know, Disneyland's expensive. Disney World expensive. Not everybody can afford that. People get more and more poor. You can't afford food. So you'd be like, you know, like how you have to make compromises on the family vacation. You know, it's like we'd like to go see the Grand Canyon, but we can't afford that. So we're going to go down to the creek and y'all can go fish. Y'all can go fish in the creek and maybe we'll catch a turtle or something. It's not quite the Grand Canyon. It's close. It's all we can afford. See, you might not be able to afford to get your kids at Disneyland, but you'd be like, well, kids, we can't afford. I'm sorry. I knew y'all were looking forward to getting gayed out at Disney this year. Ain't going to happen. We can't afford it. We ain't got that kind of money. You know what they charge for Disneyland? Then we got to pay for tickets and, you know, these attractions. And then the food is ridiculously expensive once you're there. We got to fly out there to California, rent a car. Got to go through all that airport. So we can't afford none of that, but it's okay. And then the kids be like, oh, we wanted to go to Disney and get gayed. And you be like, it's okay, kids. Look, I mean, it's not like I'm not sympathetic. So we're going to take y'all to the, we're going to take you to some drag shows. We got Pride Month going on. So look, June is a good vacation month. Summer's kicking off. Hasn't gotten too hot yet. Can't get too hot and sweaty when you're doing the gay. So you... We're going to take you to some drag shows. We're going to warm up with drag shows. And the peak of our vacation, we're going to visit a real life bathhouse. And you kids are going to get the full on rainbow experience. Yay. Yep. You see, it says here in the article, she was documenting this so her daughter would get an unforgettable experience. You see, as we keep adding letters to the alphabet here, I always say the plus, see, plus stands with P. The plus is for the P. We just haven't quite got there. But we're working. It's there, but you got to look for the P. The P is there. So anyway, even though this woman, praising the workers for providing her daughter with an unforgettable experience, but critics have hit out at Disney for allowing a male to wear a costume dress and called it inappropriate. The company has made efforts to be more inclusive and progressive in recent years, but it has upset some fans who think it has gone too far with woke changes. So you see people hating on the gay. They don't want their kids to have an unforgettable. They don't want their kids to have an unforgettable experience. If you see all of this going on, of course, you know, we had the whole Bud Light thing here, you know, and it is enjoyable to watch their stock prices plummet. I hope to see that continue. Target is another recent one. You know, they push the gay to the front of the aisles. Now they push it. I was thinking though, you know, you've read about Target's shares plummeting because they put these gay displays up, you know, and including kids' clothes because of course. And you know, there were people outraged about this, you know, because they said they're promoting too much of the gay. But I got to think about it because you've also read these other stories where teens and youths want to use the proper terms, these teens and youths, they go into Target, these different Target stores, and they just grab everything off the shelf and leave. And shoplifting, they don't even call the police. You know, they're just going in there. And I was thinking that might have been like a shoplifting deterrent. See, they put that at the front window. See, conservatives, once again, shooting themselves in the foot. They should have let Target leave the gay right there at the very front of the store. Because that way, you see, when the youths and the teens come in and they come through the front door and they're fixing to go on a shoplifting spree, they walk in and they're like, oh, hell no. Hell no. They got all this gay. I ain't coming in here shoplifting no gay. I don't want no rainbow Nikes. And they turn around and leave. You see, this is an anti-shoplifting. This is an anti-shoplifting strategy by Target. See, conservatives just didn't understand. They didn't understand. They thought they were promoting too much gay for the kids. But it's actually very cleverly... very cleverly disguised anti-shoplifting technique. No, but we do. We see all these stores and people boycotting. You know, and again, I mean, yeah, Target, maybe you like, you didn't realize, even though, you know, they, this isn't their first venture into gay controversy. And, you know, people were surprised, taken aback by Bud Light going full gay. You know, Disney, like I say, Disney at this point, you know you're taking the kids for the gay when you go to Disney. I was thinking about all these stories, though, about all this boycotting, you know, and people boycotting, and people getting all excited. People getting all excited because you had the Bud Light and there, and Anheuser-Busch's stock prices plummeted, Target's stock prices are plummeting, and people feel like they're winning. Now, you would think that would be a discouragement, wouldn't you? But you see, it's not. You see, you're not going to see, we just June 2nd. We just starting into June. And I can 100% guarantee you, you're going to see all of these corporations going full gay for the next 30 days. They're gay year round, but they're going double down on the gay for the next 30 days. And it ain't going to matter. I mean, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying don't boycott. Like I said, I mean, yeah, sure. And it is. It's entertaining to see their stock prices plummeted, but it's not going to deter them. It's not going to deter them. And I was thinking about this as a grand strategy. I was thinking about, you know, these corporations basically throwing themselves on the sword for the cause of the rainbow. And I was thinking, you know, part of this, I think, is a strategy to just wear you down. You know, because like at first, everybody motivated. Everybody like, man, I ain't drinking no Budweiser, which isn't a hard sacrifice to make because honestly, the beer tastes like shit. So it's not a real hard sacrifice to make. And then you have the whole Target thing. Well, let's be honest. You know, Target is just another version of Walmart, but without groceries. It's just about as crappy. But, you know, now you're Disney. And like I say, Disney been gay for a long time. But I was thinking, you're going to just continue to see this because at some point in time, they're going to wear you down. Really, that's a strategy. That's why it's like, it's okay. And it don't matter that their stock prices are going to plummet because they're still going to get their credit. What matters then, they're going to get their credit line from BlackRock. So it's all good. They're going to go broke. I would say, go broke, go woke, go broke. They ain't going to go broke. They're doing this because this is how they keep their stock, their credit line open with BlackRock, Vanguard type of thing. That's how that works. And I think part of the strategy is just to wear everybody down. Like right now, everybody be like, yeah, yeah, no Bud Light. Yeah, we saw their stock prices plummet. But when literally every single corporation is doing full anal, at some point in time, people just throw their hands up and give up because it's just like they're all doing it. You can do boycott everybody. You can just boycott every single corporation in America. Then what are you going to do? And at some point in time, they wear you down. You start off all pumped up and you're like, see, we're making a difference. We're pushing back on this. And again, I'm not trying to crap all over people feeling good about that. People should be pushing back. But I'm just saying that don't think for a minute that that means they're all going to back off because I can 100% assure you. Hey, who came up with this idea of Pride Month anyway? How was this just suddenly? Who made this decision? How did this just suddenly get handed down to us? You know, it's like when you're going along and the news announces that, you know, I don't know, today is the official, you know, appreciate macarons day or appreciate donuts day or something. And you're like, who came up with that? Who made this official declaration? Who decided that June was going to become the rainbow month? Things are just handed down to us. They're going to just wear you down with it. Every corporation, they're going to back off of it. It don't matter how much their stock prices go down. They're just going to keep feeding it to you, because then at some point in time, you just throw up your hands. You just give up and submit. You just go with the gay. You just might as well. Just go with the gay is what they figure. And you just throw up your hands. You give up. And no, I do. I think that's part of the strategy, though. The viral clip shows the Disney employee dressed up as a fairy godmother's apprentice and wearing matching eyeshadow. So, my name is Nick. I'm one of the fairy... See, I had ideas. I didn't even listen. I'll be honest. I didn't even listen to the guy. But you're wearing a dress. You got eyeshadow on. You got tacky-looking ankle tattoo that only a woman would wear. So, my name is Nick. I'm one of the fairy godmother's apprentices, he says, while welcoming a little girl to the store. I'm here to shop you around. Phrasing. Phrasing, people. It's all about the phrasing. I'm here to... I'm here to shop you around and make all of your selections for you for the day. It was viewed by more than 7.6 million times since it was posted on May 26th and has been met with a huge backlash. This is where we're at. Remember, they just want to be married like everybody else in case their loved one, who's just like your husband or wife, see, in case their loved one were to get into the hospital. How would they be able, they wouldn't be able to go see them in their last moments in the hospital because they just want to be married like everybody else, just wants some equality there. There's totally no, you know, slippery slope or anything. We're totally, you know, this isn't going to lead to anything else. This is where we're at, though. This is a totally serious country, by the way. I mean, like we read these stories and we talk about this, but you know, other people in the world have the internet too. All these countries that the U.S. tries to go around and bully and lecture around the world, you know, they go around and try to act like, you know, they're morally superior to all of these other countries and tell them they're backwards. You know, they're backwards. You got to listen to the U.S. Well, they got internet. They read these stories and they're just sitting there. This guy in a dress and a mustache and eyeshadow and a really bad girly looking ankle tattoo talking about, I'm here to shop you around. I'm here to shop you around. We're not talking about who, we don't even know who's the product or who's not. I don't know. It's just several ways you can read that. Other countries, people in other countries read this. How do you take this country seriously? How do you not realize? I mean, everybody realizes, or you should, but people are in denial that this country is in serious decline, and there ain't no turning it back. We're already rolling downhill. You can turn this thing around. There's nothing. What are you going to turn it around based on? You know, based on this is what is being publicly, and this is what's being celebrated as a great thing. This is progress. You see, it said earlier they've been working and striving to upgrade to a more inclusive package. They want upgrade packages to the more inclusive package. Be more progressive policies. Now, if you look at this dude in the dress, the mustache, this is what they're telling you is progressive policies. See, this is progress. This is literally by the root word. This is what they're calling progress. Now, I was saying earlier, you know, about the they keep adding letters to this thing, and the plus stands for the P. And I'm not really joking about that. I mean, because we look at where we're at, we started with, we just want to be married like everybody else. And now this is where we're at. I mean, where else is there to go? I mean, we've gone past so many previous social barriers. I mean, where is it left? Where are we left with to go to on the current trend that we're on? Let's get back to this progressive story. Conservative writer Peachy Keenan. And I was going to make fun of that name. I'm going to say, who goes by a name like Peachy Keenan? But then I'm like, goes by a name like Grandpa Dan. So I don't have any room to talk. Peachy Keenan said, a man in drag is not only bizarre and inappropriate, but it takes guests out of the show. The illusion is broken. Nothing matters but the agenda, and your four-year-old is a pawn. They are happy to mind flay. Well, I mean, I really don't think the biggest problem here is taking the guests out of the show and breaking the illusion. I mean, they're putting on a whole nother kind of show. they're trying to create an illusion in our entire society. There's an illusion that everything is normal. This is the new normal. And no matter how bizarre it is, you think about it, you read the original, you know, Alice in Wonderland, and she's in this weird, bizarre world. And we in Wonderland now. And Wonderland's very gay. We're in gay Wonderland. This is the show. Our entire society is one big Alice in Wonderland show. Only the Mad Hatter has got like the rainbow thing going on. I don't think the biggest problem is taking him out of the show. You know, of course, the agenda is what matters. But again, you go into Disney, you know, you know what you're getting into at this point. There's been enough of these stories. Can we also discuss what is with this like obsession with pushing this on kids? No, I mean, really, because everybody, we talk about this stuff, like when I'm just sitting here saying the plus stands for the P, they just haven't put it out there in the open yet. They're going to get around to it. And detractors and haters will sit there and say, GPD, you just going way out there. No, that's awful. How can you say such a thing? But we know where they're going with this. And it's demonstrated in the fact that they're obsessed with this, with the kid thing. What's the point? Have they ever told us? They say we shouldn't hate on the idea of drag queen story hour. But you know, they say, what do you care? But have they ever told us what is the benefit of this? What is the benefit of doing child drag shows? Notice there's a step. At first, it was just they're going to sit there. It's funny because they're hearing a story read by a drag queen. And then a very short time later, they were actually putting on shows and having little boys dress up as girls and dance around for homosexuals, sometimes in a literal gay bar. What is it? They can't tell us what the benefit, because again, they're saying this is progressive, which implies we're making progress. Can anybody tell us what the benefit? What are we getting out of our society? What are our kids getting that they weren't getting beforehand? They're never going to explain that. Just like they're never going to explain. They'll sit there and say you're a hater for saying the plus stands for a P, and that's where it's headed. But they won't tell you why. They won't explain why this obsession on pushing it on kids. You see, you're talking about Disney. You know, they made this big hubbub about Florida's quote unquote don't say gay. The Florida's don't say gay bill. Remember when they were going on about that? Like Florida had made it, you know, put past like a law that was equivalent to an Islamic resolution. No, like they passed a law like in one of these based African countries that completely outlaws. You can't even say gay. This show would be banned because it's the gay, you got gayly nationalists going. You can't say gay. But then when you actually looked at the law, it said you can't promote homosexuality to kids before the fourth grade. Once they're in fourth or fifth grade, open season. You go ahead and get them going on the gay. And that was paraded around to see, this is so extreme. See, these people are just crazy religious nuts. This is practically Iran here. And you're not even allowed to say that. Don't say gay bill. And yet Disney at the forefront of that saying, oh my gosh, we strongly, strongly condemn this don't say gay bill. Ain't even outlawing saying gay. It's outlawing littlest of kids. I wonder if it'd have been okay if they'd have dialed that back to first or second grade. You're not allowed to teach gay to kindergartners, but after that, first grade, bring out. I'm trying to keep the humor as less crude as possible, and it's extremely difficult. First grade, bring out the plastic phalluses. Teach the kids about the gay. You know, I mean, would that have been enough? No, serious question, serious hypothetical question here, because they raised hell and Disney said they strongly opposed the quote unquote don't say gay bill that said, you know, prior to fourth grade, no teaching this. And this was a bridge too far. So what wouldn't have been a bridge too far if the bill would have dialed that back as a compromise? Because conservatives are all about making compromises, and said, OK, if fourth grade is too big of a barrier, let's just say you can't teach gay to kindergartners, but first grade, go ahead. Start putting the condoms on the bananas. Start teaching these kids how to do it right. What do you think the reaction would have been? No, in all seriousness, all joking aside, what would have been the reaction? I think Disney would have been right there saying, this is just too far. Oh my gosh, this backward fundamentalist religious laws attacking the alphabet LGBTQ plus LMNOP community. It's just a bridge too far. What are we? The Middle East? We can't have that. No, I really think if that would have been the law, if they'd said, we'll dial that back to kindergarten. Nope. Nope. Which brings us back to the point that I'm making, which is what is with, they have yet to explain to us. They'll sit here and say you're a hater and you're spreading disinformation or whatever kind of crap they try to smear. But they have yet to explain to any of us what this obsession with promoting this to kids is. What are we gaining as a set? What are the kids getting that they weren't getting before? What are the kids getting with dressing up in a drag show that they weren't getting by running around playing cowboys and Indians or whatever the hell else? What are they getting? What's the benefit now? They won't tell us. While Dave Rubin, who hosts the Rubin Report, wrote, it's like I'm shilling these other people's shows. You know, what the hell? I should be getting some kind of kickback. It's like I'm advertising these people's show. While Dave Rubin, who hosts the Rubin Report, wrote, this fellow will be hired by the Biden to run our nuke program. See, Daily Mail is supposed to be a professional publication. But apparently, they don't have spell check, and they don't have editors, they don't have proofreaders. I have to go through these stories, and I have to just kind of run over the misspellings, often the extremely poor punctuation. I'm not going to get off on that tangent again. Just trust me, the lack of profession. These people have, this is written by somebody with a college degree. And my little summaries are written better than this. And I do a half-ass effort because I figure y'all don't even read that anyway. You know, when y'all pull up the page and it says what the show was about. I ain't going to lie. I half-ass my way through that because I figure nobody reads that anyway. Y'all either going to listen to the show. You either want to hear Grandpa Dan or you don't want to hear Grandpa Dan. And if you want to hear Grandpa Dan, you're just going to scroll down there and you're going to click the play button or the download option or whatever it is you want to do. So I half-ass my, but even in that, I take more care in proofreading and at least using proper punctuation. Yes, I'm even one of those people who will sit there. And I think it's because my teachers were so hard on me when I was a kid. What the hell does this have to do with gay? I don't know. I got to get through this. So when I was a kid, my teachers, you know, they were so stickler for correct punctuation and sentence structure. I'm one of those people that even when I'm like text messaging, I'll sit there and be like, no, wait, I need to put a comma right there. Anyway. And then you have articles like this, and I have to fix this. I had to read past misspellings and other crap. Anyway, sorry, Dave Rubin of the Rubin Report. What did you say again? This fellow will be hired by the Biden to run our nuke program by the end of the day. This is a dude with a mustache and a dress. Thank you. We didn't notice that. Not a trans person. Think how many real girls want a job at Disney, and they gave it to him for a reason. This is, see, I don't have to ask if this is a conservative take because it's very conservative in all its directions. This is a dude with a mustache and a dress, not a trans person. Thank you for that clarification because we want to keep that separate. Think of how many girls want a job at Disney. You know, see, the real problem here is this is like when they get up on the whole trans and women's sports thing. Like, this is a huge deal. See, the whole problem is we don't have enough girls. We don't have enough females in employment. See, you got real women that wanted a job at this Billy Badooby Boogie Boogie boutique thing at Disneyland. And we're not getting enough females employed. We need more female employment. You see, this guy puts a woman out of a job. That's the real problem. Not the problem that he's shopping around this little girl. Their words, not mine. I mean, it's just, that's, I, you know, don't read too much into that. This guy in a dress with the eyeshadow, the mustache, and the really tacky ankle tattoo. It looks like something women get. I don't know why women get those horrible tattoos. You know, you see them and like, they go out there And they got that. And it's like, why did you get that down there? Like, if you were, you already knew. This has nothing to do with gay. But these women, they already knew that tattoo. That tattoo was in really poor taste. Otherwise, they'd have put it out there, like, for everybody to see. But they put it down on the ankle because deep down inside, they know it's stupid. But they do it anyway. That's the kind of tattoo. Okay. I just rest assured that at least y'all know, like, y'all that listen, that are familiar with my, y'all know I'm going to ramble. So you're at least not shocked. You're not disappointed. I told y'all, when Sven got put away, I told y'all, we're going to do what we can, but the quality going down, y'all are sitting there going, that quality took a big hit. And Brandon Morse, an editor at conservative political blog Red State, added, if they just copy and pasted this, they did. I see that. They did the whole screenshotting the Twitter. Okay, Brandon Morse, look, you're an editor at the conservative political blog Red State, okay? It doesn't say much for you as an editor that your tweet says my and not may. Look, I'm not a grammar Nazi, but for goodness sake, you're an editor. Proofread your work. I don't care if it is a tweet. I get it. Spell correct on your phone and all that. You shouldn't be tweeting on your damn phone. Anyway, I'll correct it for him. The Gaily Nationalist Autocorrect Program. May you never suffer the same destruction of your legacy that poor Walt has. Others called for a boycott of Disney, with Blaze TV host Sarah Gonzalez telling her followers, stop taking your family to Disney. Another user said, I'm already boycotting Disney. So should everybody else. And that's good. Again, like I said, I'm not saying you shouldn't be doing that. But don't think that means it's going to, don't get discouraged. They're not going to be less gay. You're not going to get less gay because y'all ain't going. You're going to get more gay. This is June. We're going to be nonstop gay for the next 30 days. There will be no relief. There will be no loop. You are going to get full gayed. And so don't get discouraged. Yes, I agree. You shouldn't be going to Disney because you already know. It's not like you had to have this story. It's like they put it in your face because that's their way of telling you they don't care. You know, they know people are going to see this. They know people are going to get mad and talk about boycotting. They don't care. This is their way of saying. They don't care. So don't get discouraged. Yes, I agree. Don't go to Disney. Don't take your kids for a full-on gay experience. But don't think that that's going to make them stop. Cast members who worked at Disney's Bibbidi Bobbidi, whatever the hell it's called, boutique, were previously called fairy godmothers in training. But the company ditched this in favor of fairy godmothers apprentices last summer in a bid to be more inclusive to those who don't identify as female. At the time, Disney said, this way, cast members that might not identify as female can still be a part of the process to dress up and style the children without having to refer to themselves as female Disney characters. Children between the ages of 3 and 12 visit the boutique to get magical makeovers for royalty and training. And a bid to be more inclusive. That's why they swapped it up. See, we're more inclusive. On a serious note, and I try, you know, I laugh at things that are absurd because that's what I think a healthy person should do. You shouldn't ever lose your ability to laugh at things, especially these sort of absurdities. But on a serious note here, they all their talk about inclusivity and we talking about these things. Understand this. And this opens as regardless of intentions or whatever. I'm giving you real hardline child safety tips. I mean this. I'm setting my joking aside for just a minute. You have to understand, predators will always go where the prey is. Okay? Yeah, you have to understand that a place like a theme park, even if they weren't doing this, this just throws gas on the fire. But theme parks, places like theme parks where you take your kids, there are going to be a certain amount of predators are going to go there because that's where the prey is. That's where they got access to be around kids. I mean, that, I'm not saying everybody that works at there is some stalking pedo or something, but do understand that. With your kids, you should always be mindful. They're saying, I may be on a serious note. We're going to wind up ending on a serious note. But you should always be mindful of this. Predators are going to go where the prey is. You know, not every male person, not every person who's working in these environments is a predator. I'm not saying them. I'm implying that. I don't think that. But understand that a certain percentage are, because that's where the access to the kids are. A certain number of youth ministers are going to be into that, because that's why they're there. I mean, my view on this is a normal guy, just by and large, y'all going to say women get me mad at this, and some guy's going to get mad. I'm just telling like it is. A normal guy, a normal man, a normal adult man does not want to be around kids. They don't. You know, and the more little a kid is, the more they don't want to be around them. That's why when kids first start, they're all little. That's why women are nurturing them and taking care of them and doing their thing. And men are just like, keep them away. Normal men do not want to be around kids. Normal men will suffer their own children to an extent because they're their own children. But they damn sure don't want to be, you know, and that's a labor. But they damn sure don't want to be around other people's kids. They're not like going to go put themselves out of the way to be around other people's kids. There's not normal male behavior. If you want a big red flag, be talking to some guy that works at a theme park or is a youth minister at a church or is a volunteer in a kid's soccer club. And you want a red flag, you're talking to this person and they say, oh, I do this. And it's a man. I'm not talking about women. That's a whole different thing. I'm talking about men. And this guy tells you he does this because he, quote, I just love children. I just love being around children. I'm going to tell you, that's a red flag. No normal guy wants to be around kids. They tolerate their own because they're their own. They damn sure don't want to be around nobody else's kids. Never trust. Don't trust no man. He tells you he just loves to be around kids. That ain't normal. That ain't normal man behavior. And again, I ain't saying every volunteer at the youth soccer club is a predator. I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you, your first and foremost job, this is supposed to be a lighthearted show, and I'm ending it up on this serious note, but I think it's important. Your number one job is to protect your kids, not other people's feelings, not some damn stranger's feelings. Your number one job as a parent is to protect your kid. Maybe this person is A-okay. Maybe this person you're interacting with at this you know, group or whatever, maybe it's A-okay. Maybe they have nothing but the best of intentions. And maybe you're going to hurt their feelings when he says, well, I want to take your son off on a camping trip, just, you know, us and the boys. And you say, no, I don't think so. Well, why not? Look, who gives a shit? Your number one job as a parent is to protect your kids, not some assholes. No, I'm sorry. Spicing things up. Sorry. Not some stranger's feelings. You know, your duty is to protect your kids. And sometimes I didn't, you know, you don't care about hurting anybody's feelings. You don't care about taking them to damn Disneyland either, because you know they're getting the gay. You know, you ain't got no excuse at this point. You're just taking them for the gay. We gotta wrap up on that note. Hope you enjoyed it. It's not the same without Sven here. I might say that in all seriousness. No, it's not the same. I used to enjoy. I enjoy still having these conversations with y'all. But the Friday Daily Nationalist was always so much more fun with Sven here. And it's a lot harder. You know, it's a lot harder to do without my friend here. And but we're going to keep on keeping on. I know that's what he wants us to do. So we're going to do. We're going to be back on Monday. I'm going to try to do better quality show for the Monday edition of the Daily Nationalist. So I'm going to keep on trying to improve. So I hope you'll be back. I hope you'll be back for that. I hope to see you next week. We're going to have content up Monday through Friday. New content should be going up every single day here. So keep checking back in, keep listening, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.